Baked Bros presents the Know Your Dose podcast. Join hosts Nadeem Alhassan and Derek Espinosa as they turn the soil on the cannabis industry. With over 10 years of combined industry experience, these two experts will deliver your dose of cannabis, psychedelics, and personal development. Follow on their journey as they aim to destigmatize cannabis, combat the abuse of pharmaceuticals, and implement their altruistic approach into the budding cannabis industry.
Derek, we got some really good news for the NFL. You want to hear it?
Yeah, tell me.
NFL is now exploring how marijuana and CBD can be used as an opioid alternative for players. I'm not quite sure why they said marijuana and CBD, because CBD comes from marijuana or cannabis. So I found that kind of interesting. Anyways, this is huge.
Yeah, they're moving the chains on drug policy.
Moving the chains. What does that mean?
Moving the chains, dude. The football chains. They measure everything in, 10 yards. And then as the ball moves, they move the chain.
Oh, got it.
But yeah. It's even funnier because it's from an Andy Samberg Saturday Night Live skit where he's like, I don't know. What do they call that thing when you're like, there's a kid that has cancer. Make-A-Wish.
Make-A-Wish.
So he's pretending to be a Make-A-Wish kid who gets to be in the box. And he just keeps repeating the same line. That'll move the chains. but it's true. They are moving the chains, so to speak, in terms of drug policy. And it goes outside of cannabis. There was a lot of interesting things here. But let's start with your first point that they're looking at cannabis and CBD. Which is weird, but it's because they're looking at CBD specifically for pain management, and then they're looking at cannabis or cannabinoids for athletic performance. And then the last thing they're looking at is, could it be an adjunct to routine post-surgical pain management for NFL players? So there's kind of three areas.
Nice.
And right now what they're doing
is great.
It's fantastic. And they're just trying to source scientists who could potentially do these studies.
Where do you think they source these scientists from? I mean, I know that I read that, there's like a submission date. Like, if you think you have anything to contribute to this, submit it by March 31st. But, like, where do you think these scientists come from?
Oh, all universities. You know what I mean? So these are people who have, like, funded labs, who potentially would get, like, a grant from the NFL or something like that to study, these types of things. I mean, if I was a scientist, I would definitely line up to do this. I'm really interested. But they did a review already for CBD specifically. I think it was in 2020 or 2019. It was 2020. And they felt like there wasn't enough evidence for CBD, that it was overhyped, that lots of the studies are based on animals, which is true. And then there's more research that needs to happen. Basically, the hype of CBD has far exceeded what the actual research is saying. And I think that's true, broadly speaking, for cannabis in general.
Yeah, so but you said that they're looking at cannabis as a whole for athletic performance. Do you feel that there's going to be more pain management available from cannabis as a whole than just CBD? So wouldn't it make more sense to study cannabis as a whole for pain management?
Yeah, I think this goes back to our roots in Puritanism. As a country, we tend to think of anything psychoactive as being less than ideal. You know what I mean? Which is why CBD is getting so much hype, because it's non-intoxicating. But the reality is, I mean, you've tried THC, I've tried THC, and we've both tried CBD. THC is way more effective for pain. It's like not even a competition. So I think that if people are going to explore CBD, there's a lot of interesting things. I think it's more interesting for sleep than anything else, to be totally honest. But you're missing out if you're not looking at some of the other cannabinoids. Delta 8 would be another one that would be super interesting, but the fact that they're even looking at this and exploring, when in the past they've had such stringent drug policies, especially compared to
suspension.
Every other organization, which they did away with.
They're removing suspension completely.
It's crazy.
It's,
for all drugs.
Yeah, which is pretty interesting. Like, it would be nice to see what categorized all drugs means.
Does that include steroids? The NFL is about to get a lot better.
They're going to recover way faster. So that is pretty cool. And I guess they're going to fine them you know, mm-hmm. like 1 week salary, half week salary, 1 week, 2 week, 3 week salaries worth, you know, as it incrementally goes up. What happens when you have your 15th offense? So you're getting fined for 15 week salaries. Like,
it's like I'm playing for free. I don't know, man. I do know, I can't remember his name, but there was a famous wide receiver in the NFL who like was supposed to be super good, and he never literally like never got to play because he was constantly getting caught with cannabis. And so, you know, luckily that won't happen anymore. They will enter them into an intervention program, but I would like to see, you know,
which is actually pretty cool. Hold on right there.
Okay.
You know, so like having something like that, like this intervention program, mm-hmm. I mean, this could be if it's successful, I would like to know if there's other models like this that already mm-hmm. exist. I'm sure there are, mm-hmm. and how effective they've been. Because it's like, what if that? Think about that on a larger scale, like yes. a national scale, outside of NFL. I'm not talking about NFL anymore. Yep. But like that being the solution versus jail.
You mean treating addiction like a mental health problem rather than a criminal problem?
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah, that's right. No, I think that there's plenty of data to support that. You have, which we've talked about, you know, places like Switzerland who mm-hmm. stopped, who used that approach for opioid addiction. Mm-hmm. And people who enrolled in that program, I think on average within a year stopped using wow. opioids. And so I think there is something to the fact that like, hey, there's a root cause here that needs to be addressed. We don't need to punish people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and this was something that, was it? Yeah, I think it's the MLB, they removed cannabis and said that basically baseball players can use cannabis mm-hmm. without
like
the
a
risk
year ago
of discipline.
Or so.
Yeah, 2019.
Yeah.
And the only stipulation is you can't come to work high. Shocker.
And you can't get cannabis sponsors.
Right.
Which is, I mean,
I get that for now.
Cool. I'm not, yeah, right? I mean, I'm not going to throw a fit about that. That'll come around. Hey, regarding football, though, I remember you did a write-up on cannabis and TBI and CTE.
Yes.
So this is another big – this is another great thing for the NFL in terms of cannabis, because cannabis had promising effects or effects
yeah,
on –
Yeah, both THC and CBD. For THC, it was ultra-low doses of THC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember
– which is amazing.
Yeah, the exact dose. But it was like 0.014 milligrams. Like it was so small, but if you administered it within – oh, man. It was within like a small window of time. Mm-hmm. It led to these anti-inflammatory benefits that protected the brain.
Yeah.
And then CBD was something that you could continually administer mm-hmm. and not develop a tolerance to, and had mm-hmm. similar mechanisms. So, it's all super early, but there's a lot of interest there.
When you say that it's super low doses of THC, does that mean there are adverse effects in high doses if you're trying to treat TBI or CTE?
I personally don't know if there's research that says that specifically. I think that with anything in the body, you know, the biggest thing is you can always take too much,
yeah.
right? And cannabis is biphasic. So at one dose, it might do one thing. At another dose, it might do another. And this is really the biggest problem with cannabinoid science right now, that's because it's been held back for so long. People make these really broad claims about like, well, cannabis isn't good for focus. It's like, at what dose?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that with a lot of these things, man, we need to do a lot of testing. And I don't think people, and I don't think scientists are probably thinking about that because they haven't used cannabis. You know
right.
what I mean? So it's like, yeah, we gave everybody a joint and they all screwed this up. It's like, okay, what if they took one hit? You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah. I don't know.
Another thing is I read that the average lifespan for a professional NFL player is 55 years old. Now, that's
like 20 years less than...
at the average
yeah.
for male, I think it's 78 years old or mm-hmm. something like that. So yeah, 20 years less. And I'm sure that's in a, you know, combination of concussions, tear on the body, opioid addiction, you know, all of that's probably one big mess. So I guess I'm sharing that because cannabis is going to be a big game changer for the game of the NFL. As many people watch, you know, the football
mm-hmm.
and like as big as it is around
and
the
love
world
football.
And love football. This is good.
This is really
this is good.
Good. I don't see any harm coming
yeah.
from this.
Yeah. Very cool, man. Well, that's super fun. It was nice moving the chains with you. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please, as always, leave a rating and review. You know we appreciate it. It helps with the algorithm gods of the reviews. Hey, check us out on bakebros.com. You can hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, and all the above. Have a wonderful week. Goodbye. Hey, everybody. Quick disclaimer. The Know Your Dose podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Let's be real. None of us are doctors. Our content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical or public health advice. Please be smart and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Seriously, never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. That would just be insane.